Welcome to Fact or Fiction, history stuff for the history buff on HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by Josh, curious like a cat Clark. How's it going, Josh?
It's going well, and thanks for having my curious self on your show, Candace.
Well, you're the most curious guy around.
Actually, let me tell you what I'm curious about this time. You ready? Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
You know much about this guy? You're going to be able to help me?
I do. He was pretty brutal. He was quite a warrior and quite a lover.
He was a very prolific lover. Half of a percent of the global population are direct descendants of this guy. So he got around.
Indeed.
But he was also a really, really well-established ruler. He introduced the concept of religious tolerance to the lands that he conquered.
Equal treatment of women.
Yeah. They said that his rule of law was so strong that a virgin actually could walk across Mongolia with a basket of gold on her head from one end to the other completely unmolested. So apparently it was pretty safe under Khan's rule. But he was also a vicious, brutal killer. I mean, this guy killed a lot of people, right?
So if you weren't one of his subjects, you weren't really safe under his rule.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, if you opposed him, he had a rule of thumb that if you gave up,
You
surrendered, he let you live. If you resisted him, you were dead as a doornail. And actually, when I was a younger man, I first got into Khan by reading in Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, which I really used to be into, that Khan actually killed 1,748,000 people in 1 hour, which is nuts, right?
I
mean, you know about Khan. Is that even possible? Is that fact or is that fiction?
I'm afraid you've been conned, Josh.
Oh, terrible.
I know. I couldn't resist. To kill 1,748,000 people in a single hour, aka 60 minutes, that means 29,133 people would have had to die every minute under his hand.
Well, sure, but couldn't he run around in a circle just murdering person after person?
I don't really think that would have worked so well. Not with, you know, a bayonet or an axe. It takes time, you know, to do it right.
Right.
Essentially, what it all boiled down to was 1,748,000 is the population of a town called Nishapur.
Okay.
And Khan and his people were there, and it just so happened that his favorite son-in-law was killed. And his daughter was pretty ticked off about it. And so she made a plea for her father to murder everyone to make up for this one guy's death.
Ooh.
And her father agreed. And so over the course of about 10 days, the entire town was wiped out. Men, women, children, infants, dogs, cats.
Dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats.
Holy cow.
I know, pretty rough. But she still wasn't satisfied that vengeance had been achieved. So she asked her dad to order everyone beheaded, even all the corpses.
Wow.
And so all their heads were cut off and their skulls were stacked in pyramids. And it made for a pretty dramatic scene and a pretty dramatic story, too.
Pretty gruesome.
Yeah. So I'm kind of glad you didn't read about that in Uncle John's at the tender age of 12. You might have had nightmares that night.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
You are so welcome. And if you want to learn more, read Did Genghis Khan Really Kill 1,748,000 People in 1 Hour on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.